Several state legislators are ending their time at 23rd and Lincoln because of term limits. Under Oklahoma law, members are limited to a total of 12 years combined in the House and Senate. The only exception is for those who are first elected at a special election to serve out a previous member's unexpired term. No more five-decade Gene Stipe-type careers. I didn't get to hear all of their goodbye speeches, but a couple of them had some pretty decent wisdom to share with the colleagues they leave behind. One was a Democrat, Representative Rebecca Hamilton, from a metro district in Oklahoma City. The other, Republican Representative Don Arms from Faxon, whose district couldn't be more rural, and he's mighty proud of it. Hamilton has the now unique experience of having served 18 years in the House, the first six in the early 1980s, long before term limits. Arms has served 13 years, the first due to one of those special elections. Although they are from different parties with different backgrounds and political philosophies, at least in large part, it was interesting to me that the two retiring members shared some similar bits of wisdom. When Rome ruled the world, a conqueror being lauded by the clouds was reminded by a whisper in his ear that all glory is fleeting. In a somewhat similar vein, Hamilton warned lawmakers not to believe all of the flattery that comes their way from individuals who want something from them, cautioning that much of that ego-boosting sweet talk will disappear once they leave office. She also highlighted the importance of working with those on both sides of the aisle. During her first years in office, Hamilton pushed for a bill making it a crime for a husband to rape his wife. Believe it or not, at one time, that was a controversy in Oklahoma. Assisted by then-Representative Mike Fair, a Republican, Hamilton also benefited from a unique plan floated by Democrat Frank Sheridan. He offered to attach his bill dealing with castration of sex offenders to a piece of legislation, figuring quite rightly that it would scare lawmakers so much that her bill would be tame by comparison. When her bill needed an advocate in the state Senate, no less than then-Senator Frank Keating took up the banner, carrying the measure to success. "We are not our ideology," Hamilton said. "You can work with people, but you have to treat them right." In a similar vein, Arms advised members to keep things in perspective and not make enemies of those who may disagree with them on some issues. He also reminded them that, to put it one way, they were elected, not crowned. Or as Arms said, "Guys, this is not an entitlement." He reminded Democrats, who now make up less than a third of the House, that for many years, Republicans were kind of scarce on the House floor. "Remember, this thing can change," he said. Highlighting the widely differing backgrounds among members that he has served with, Arms said that variety actually helps the process work. "Do what matters," Arms advised. "Remember who you are. It's been a bumpy ride along the way, but I've always tried to do that. With, so they tell me, less than a week to go in the 2014 legislative session, I am Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report."